Hello, this is your volunteer broadcaster, Cecilia, bringing you this week's Bedtime Stories program on Sun Sounds of Arizona. In today's program, we will read Mother Bruce, some of the Book of Turtles, Like the Moon Loves the Sky, and some of Grasshopper on the Road. Let's get started with Mother Bruce by Ryan T. Higgins. And here in the title, it says Mother Goose, but Goose is crossed out and it says Bruce instead. So Mother Bruce. Bruce was a bear who lived all by himself. He was a grump. And there we see Bruce. He's a black bear and he's sitting and he's got a frown on his face. He did not like sunny days. He did not like the rain. And there's Bruce standing with an umbrella, holding an umbrella, and it's raining, and he has a frown on his face. He did not like cute little animals. And there he is looking down at a little bunny who's looking up at him with a smile. Bruce only liked one thing, eggs. He collected them from all over the forest. And there we see Bruce. He's standing up a tree on a limb, and he's got his head stuck in a hole, and there's a nest. And he says, "Good morning, Mrs. Sparrow." But Bruce didn't eat eggs raw like other bears. Instead, he cooked them into fancy recipes that he found on the internet. And there's Bruce, and he's sitting at his computer. And behind him, he's dreaming of making toast with an egg on it and a quiche, and there's some deviled eggs and there's a fried egg. One day, Bruce came across a recipe for hard-boiled goose eggs drizzled with honey salmon sauce. So he went out to get the ingredients, and there he is pushing a grocery cart through the woods. First, he caught a few salmon. And there he is with the grocery cart in the water, and there's the salmon in the basket that he just caught. Then he collected honey from a local beehive. And there's the beehive hanging in the tree, and it's all broken open. There's bees buzzing around it and honey dripping out of it. He liked to support local business, you see. Last, he went to Mrs. Goose's nest to pay her a visit, and he's holding the goose, and he says, "Are those eggs free-range organic?" At home, Bruce prepared the eggs for hard boiling, and here you see him putting the eggs in the pot for boiling, but the fire in his stove fizzled, so he went out to get more wood. When Bruce came back, he was met with an unwelcome surprise. "Mama!" And there in the pot where the eggs were are four little geese. Bruce became the victim of mistaken identity. Bruce wanted hard-boiled eggs, not goslings. And there's the little geese looking at Bruce. He supposed he could settle for buttered goslings on toast. But for some reason, he lost his appetite. And there he is looking down at the table, and there's some toast. And the little geese are sitting there on the toast and the butter, looking up at him. Bruce scooped up the little geese and stomp back to their nest. "I will have to ask Mrs. Goose about her return policy," only to find Mrs. Goose had flown south early, and there's an empty note with a nest with a note in it that says, "Be back in April." Bruce left the goslings there anyway and went back home, and there he is pushing his cart through the woods. And there on the ground is the nest with the four little geese in it. But he was followed, and the geese are walking out of the nest. Mama, mama. Bruce was very stern and said things like, go away, and I am not your mother, and also, I liked you better when you were eggs. Bruce could take it no longer and became extra grumpy with them. Roar, he says. And the little geese are standing there looking confused. It didn't work. There's Bruce sitting up. He ran up into a tree. The little geese are chasing him. Now he's up sitting on a branch, and the little geese are there. Mama? Goslings always follow their mother, even if she is a he and he is a bear. And now he's walking away, and the geese are following him, walking like he is. Bruce was stuck with them, and there he is, lying on his back on the ground, and the little geese are on his stomach. He tried to make the best of it, and there's little geese. There's a little kiddie pool, and the geese are swimming in the pool, and there's Bruce. He's got some swim fins on his feet, and he's got an inner tube around his waist, and he's looking at the geese in the water. It was hard work. And there's little geese. They're painting little pictures, and Bruce is trying to paint with them, and he's all covered with paint. And there he has them strapped around him like a backpack. And there he is cooking for them, and they're sitting in high chairs, and one says, black, and another one says, ooh, and another one says, yuck. And now he's lying on a log on his stomach, sleeping, and all the little geese are sleeping around him, and they're all snoring. As the seasons passed, Bruce watched the pesky goslings grow older. And you see annoying baby geese, stubborn teenage geese, and there's a couple of geese with headphones on, boring adult geese. Now they've grown up to be adults. Then one afternoon, he saw other goose families flying south. He's looking up at the air at the geese, and his four geese are standing near him. Finally, he'd be rid of those geese, and he could take a long winter nap. Bruce explained migration, and there he is talking to the geese, and he's flapping his arms like he's trying to fly. But they didn't listen, and there are the geese. They have sweaters and hats, winter hats on. Bruce needed the geese to leave, so he got creative. And there's Bruce, and he's tied like a towel around a couple of trees, and he's making kind of a slingshot, and he's going to send the geese through the air and help them fly. Nothing worked. There he is. He's trying little toy planes. The geese would not leave Bruce. Sigh. And there's Bruce. He's standing, and all the geese are hugging him. So Bruce decided to pack some bags and take his geese into town. And there they are. There's the bus, and there's Bruce sitting on the bench waiting for the bus, and there's the geese sitting next to him, and they all have their backpacks. They boarded a bus and migrated to Miami. And there's Bruce, and he's sitting on a beach chair, sleeping. He's holding a drink in his hand, and there's a goose lying on the ground, and there's two geese make plane in the sand, and one of the geese is lying in an inner tube on his back in the water. Now every winter, Bruce and his geese head south together. They laze about at the beach in tacky shirts, sipping ice-cold lemonade, while Bruce dreams of new recipes. Recipes that don't hatch. Oh, and there on the last page is one of the geese, and they're sitting on the beach, and here comes a baby turtle walking up to it, and it says, Mama. The end. Next, we'll read some of The Book of Turtles by Cy Montgomery and Matt Patterson. Sometime around 240 million years ago, about the time of the first dinosaurs, and 9 million years before the first crocodile, the shell invented the turtle. A turtle shell is composed of 60 joined bones, including ribs and spinal column, all covered by keratin, the stuff of our fingernails. The shell makes a turtle a turtle. And there we see a picture of the anatomy of the turtle, and it's pointing out the shoulder bones and the backbones and the ribs and the carapace. Like lizards, snakes, and crocodiles, turtles are reptiles. All reptiles use the sun's warmth to heat their bodies, sport scaly skin, and lay eggs on land. But only turtles have the wonderful shell. The shell is one reason why turtles can live so long. Protected by such effective armor, some species can live for 2 centuries. The shell permits a slow pace. No need to hurry when you're safe. The turtle shell began from the bottom up. The turtle's oldest known ancestor, a fossil reptile discovered in Germany in 2015, looked like a lizard with a hard belly shield, protecting it from predators swimming up from below. Scientists named the fossil Papalkelys, grandfather of turtles. To guard against predators coming from above, the top shell developed millions of years later. By 220 million years ago, turtles that look much like today's flourished right alongside the dinosaurs. The top of the shell is called the carapace. The bottom of the shell is called the plastron. And there we see a picture of the wood turtle, and it's showing the carapace and the plastron. The top and bottom are connected with bony parts called bridges. Some turtles can pull their heads, feet, and tails inside their shells to protect them. Some just tuck their necks to the side. A few have heads so big they can't retract them into the shell at all. Because it's part of the turtle's skeleton, a turtle can't leave its shell. No more than you can walk off and leave your bones behind. But there's a lot more to love about turtles than their amazing shells. We love their slowness, a balm amid a world filled with human hurry. We love that turtles can live so long. One had a baby at age 140. Another died at age 288. He was alive when George Washington was born. More than 300 different kinds of turtles grace our planet. The turtles that lumber about on thick, column-like legs on land are called tortoises. And there's a picture of a tortoise. 7 species of sea turtles spend almost all their lives swimming in the ocean. The females return to land to lay their eggs. Turtles that live in brackish water, where a river meets the sea, are sometimes called terrapins. The word was taken from the Algonquin language of the native people of New England. All of them are turtles. And there we see a picture of a diamondback terrapin. Turtles come in startling colors. Some are red, some are yellow, some change color. The male northern river terrapin, native to Asia, changes the color of its head from olive brown to ebony and his neck and forelegs to crimson to attract a female. Even his irises change color from black to yellow-white. In 2015, scientists discovered that the Hawaiian hawksbill turtle shell and body glow in the dark of night, red, green, and yellow. We don't yet know why. And there's a picture of the Northern River terrapin. There are turtles with soft shells, turtles with googly eyes, turtles with necks longer than their bodies, and turtles with giant heads and grasping tails. Because of the shell, everyone can recognize a turtle. But turtles surprise us. And there's a picture of a big-headed turtle, a black-breasted leaf turtle. And that's all we'll read from the book today, but we'll read some more about turtles next time. This is a reminder that you are listening to Bedtime Stories on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Next, we'll read Like the Moon Loves the Sky by Hina Khan, illustrated by Safa Khan. Inshallah, you are all that is gentle and good. And there we see a mother and a dad holding their baby. Inshallah. Inshallah, you feel safe like all children should. And there's the parents and they're pushing the baby stroller with Inshallah in it and they're outside. Inshallah, you are kind to those most in need. And there's Inshallah and she's growing up a little bit and her grandma is holding her and the grandma has a hijab on it. Are part of a Muslim dress. Inshallah, you seek knowledge, reflect, and read. And there's Inshallah, and her mom is holding her and reading her a story, and they're having a picnic. Inshallah, you stand strong like a tree with firm roots. And there's Inshallah, and she it looks like she's growing and she's in school now. And she's holding hands and playing with some other children. Inshallah, you plant gardens filled with sweet fruits. And there she is with her mom. And Inshallah is holding a pot with a plant in it. Inshallah, you have faith that won't waver or bend. And there she is. And there's her dad teaching her how to ride a bicycle. Inshallah, you reach out to make a new friend. And there she's growing some more and she's lying on the ground next to a tree and she's patting a cat. Inshallah, you are thoughtful of plans that you make. And there's Inshallah and she's getting ready to jump into the water with her mom is ready to catch her. Inshallah, you speak truth and work for its sake. And there she is. She's knocking on the door of someone's house. And she has a card behind her back that says sorry. And her friends are standing behind her. And one of them is holding a broken pot. Inshallah, you travel to thrilling new places. And there she is. She's built a tent in her house. And underneath are her friends playing. One is pretending they're sailing to a foreign land. And another one is sitting in a wheelchair in the tent. And they're holding a map. And Inshallah is kneeling on the ground. And she's got a toy airplane in her hand. Inshallah, you count all your blessings and graces. And there she is blowing out candles on her birthday cake and her mom and dad and grandma are there and other friends are over. Inshallah, you find wonder in birds as they fly. And there's Inshallah and she's holding some flowers and blowing on the flowers and there's birds flying above. Inshallah, you are loved like the moon loves the sky. And there's Inshallah lying in bed, and her mom's lying next to her, reading her a story. The end. Next, we'll read a couple of stories out of Grasshopper on the Road by Arnold Lobel. The first story is called The Club. Grasshopper wanted to go on a journey. "I will find a road," he said. "I will follow that road wherever it goes." One morning, Grasshopper found a road. It was long and dusty. It went up hills and down into valleys. "This road looks fine to me," said Grasshopper. "I am on my way." And there we see Grasshopper walking down the road. And here's the story starts of the club. Grasshopper walked quickly along the road. He saw a sign on the side of a tree. The sign said, "Morning is best." Soon Grasshopper saw another sign. It said, "Three cheers for morning." Grasshopper saw a group of beetles. They were singing and dancing. They were carrying more signs. "Good morning," said Grasshopper. And there are the beetles. And one of them has a sign that says, "We love morning." Another one says, "Kiss me, it's morning." And another says, "Morning is tops." And another one says, "Sweet sunrise." "Yes," said one of the beetles, "it is a good morning. Every morning is a good morning." The beetle carried a sign. It said, "Make mine morning." "This is a meeting of the We Love Morning Club," said the beetle. "Every day we get together to celebrate another bright, fresh morning." "Grasshopper, do you love morning?" asked the beetle. "Oh, yes," said Grasshopper. "Hooray," shouted all the beetles. "Grasshopper loves morning." "I knew it," said the beetle. "I could tell by your kind face. You are a morning lover." The beetles made Grasshopper a wreath of flowers. They gave him a sign that said, "Morning is tops." "Now," they said, "Grasshopper is in our club." "When does the clover sparkle with dew?" asked a beetle. "In the morning," cried all the other beetles. "When is the sunshine yellow and new?" asked the beetle. "In the morning," cried all the other beetles. They turned somersaults and stood on their heads. They danced and sang, "MORNING spells morning." "I love afternoon too," said Grasshopper. The beetles stopped singing and dancing. "What did you say?" they asked. "I said I loved afternoon," said Grasshopper. All the beetles were quiet. "And night is very nice," said Grasshopper. "Stupid," said a beetle. He grabbed the wreath of flowers. "Dummy," said another beetle. He snatched the sign from Grasshopper. "Anyone who loves afternoon and night can never, never be in our club," said a third beetle. "Up with morning," shouted the beetles. They waved their signs and marched away. Grasshopper was alone. He saw the yellow sunshine. He saw the dew sparkling on the clover, and he went on down the road. The next chapter is A New House. The road went up a steep hill. Grasshopper climbed to the top. He found a large apple lying on the ground. "I will have my lunch," said Grasshopper. He ate a big bite of the apple. "Look what you did," said a worm who lived in the apple. "You made a hole in my roof." And there's Grasshopper, and he's holding the apple, and there's little worms sticking out of the apple. "It is not polite to eat a person's house," said the worm. "I am sorry," said Grasshopper. Just then the apple began to roll down the road on the other side of the hill. "Stop me, catch me," cried the worm. The apple was rolling faster and faster. "Help, my head is bumping on the walls. My dishes are falling off the shelf," cried the worm. And there's the apple rolling down the hill, and Grasshopper's chasing after it. Grasshopper ran after the apple. "Everything is a mess in here," cried the worm. "My bathtub is in the living room. My bed is in the kitchen." Grasshopper kept running down the hill. but he could not catch the apple. "I am getting dizzy," cried the worm. "My floor is on the ceiling. My attic is in the cellar." The apple rolled and rolled. It rolled all the way down to the bottom of the hill. The apple hit a tree. It smashed into 100 pieces. "Too bad, worm," said Grasshopper. "Your house is gone." The worm climbed up the side of the tree. "Oh, never mind," said the worm. "It was old, and it had a big bite in it anyway. This is a fine time for me to find a new house." Grasshopper looked up into the tree. He saw that it was filled with apples. Grasshopper smiled, and he went on down the road. That's the end of that story, and we'll continue with more stories of Grasshopper on the road next time. That's all we have for today. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Cecilia. Thank you for listening. Join us next week for more bedtime stories. Have a great week.